K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another postcast right here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here recording this women's postcast literally a couple of hours after they just got done finishing in Lawrence, Kansas, part of this unfortunate winter storm, but that has come and gone. The sun is shining, but the sun ain't shining on the men's women's basketball teams this weekend as they both lost to the in-state rival Kansas. We'll get into the women's side in just a moment. It's Fair vs. Thomas's podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of this podcast. News. We do breaking stories or news or whatever from football all the way to indoor track and field. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite podcast there. You want to make sure you add us to your collection of K-State podcasts. Like I say, you're on here all the time. Please do that because we come at you daily, not five times a week. We try to come at you each and every day. That includes the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. If you're subscribed right now, you probably know we're going to have an episode coming at you again after the AFC Championship is done. That's already set, ready to go roll out. An episode already came out today on Chase Brown, which I recorded, seems like a long time ago now. I haven't gotten around to that, but that's already out. And this will come out probably tomorrow night, obviously, as the women's basketball team just got done finishing up their game. And, man, news, first off, look, K-State, the women's basketball team, again, the worst possible. I talked about the stretch recently, right? Of course, they lose today in Lawrence, 83-61. It's a terrible weekend for the basketball teams there. Really, and particularly, well, both of them, because both of them have different issues to deal with. We already recorded the men already quitting on the team, out there in front of your, quitting in front of your home fans. And then the news I saw, even before K-State women's basketball even stepped on the court, yesterday, I don't understand this. Well, maybe I do now a little bit. So maybe I understand a little bit. Tess Heal was tagged by NCAA as ineligible for this game. Now, I don't know what it means moving forward. This was, she shined. Now, if this was before I even didn't know the reason, right? I'm like, what the hell is going on? Tess Heal has been coming on strong and really being key to this winning streak for K-State women's basketball. Found out that she signed up for the Australian team, pro basketball team, a couple of days after, or either before Houston, I don't know. It said 3 days prior to this game. So it might have been around a Houston game there as well. I know Tess, I'm listening again. I've mentioned Tess a lot here in this podcast there because she is the only senior on this basketball team, obviously. And for one, she wanted to be a leader. So she's done. She's definitely done that this year for this team. Not having her on the floor today, you're missing another 15 to 20 points. As of late, from Tess Heal, you probably are a little closer than that and maybe even win the game because Taryn Sides went off right from the start of the blocks. She went off there as well. You had to have that, but it was not enough. And again, the magic number for this team, let me see here. Box score. Yeah, we don't have the box score right now. I don't have all the other stuff there as well. Yeah, this was a one-point game. You were up by four in this ball game. Taryn Sides goes off. Where has that been? All season long there as well. And then, of course, KU comes out and stifles KU stifles K-State in the second quarter of this ball game. And you circle that as the story of the game. 25-11. You got outscored by 14 points in the second quarter. You can't make up the difference up. So there's that. You're shorthanded. You're not as shorthanded as the men were. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse there as well. You only have, again, the magic number this weekend for these men's women's basketball teams for K-State, 2. Why do I say that? Because double figures, right? PJ Haggerty and Andre Kochtich were in double figures last night. in the embarrassing loss to KU, 19th ranked KU at that. Terrence Size, 26 points, 3 rebounds and 32 minutes of action there. Let me see, who was the other person? Jordan Spicer. A little bit of a slow start, but she got going a little bit. Only 10 points in this game. A 3 of 8 shooting, 2 of 5 from downtown. Terrence Size, again, she heated up quickly from downtown. Finished up with 5 of 8 from the 3 there as well. And that's it. Natasha Claussen, for the first time this year, absent in this game there as well. You don't get your usually 15 to 20 points there either. Obviously, you're missing Tess Heal's leadership on the court. So there's that. Again, I don't know how that's going to mean me moving forward. I really don't know. So that's crazy. You know, that's a first. That's a first. Honestly, I gotta be honest with y'all, K-State Nation. That's a first there. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. KU sweeps K-State. Winter Edition Part 2 in Lawrence today, just a couple hours after this just finished up. Kansas 83, K-State 61. This is the postcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here, kind of battling a back issue too. So on top of all the other crap that's going on outside of this podcast. Yeah, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. And I'm afraid I don't see any insight there. And maybe there's an ending insight to this situation for Jeff, head coach Jeff Mitty and his basketball team. You don't have a senior on the floor. Look, Tess Hill, the only senior on his team. Yeah, we all know that by now. This is January 25th. As I'm saying, recording this, I'm sitting this corner as snow starts to hit in Denver during the AFC Championship game. Yes, I'm recording during that because that's a slugfest in itself there as well in New England. We'll talk more about this in the EG3 podcast when I record it, either probably more likely tomorrow morning. We'll just have to see how I feel. Oh boy, tomorrow morning before work. Oh, that's going to be really interesting. That's going to be really interesting. Yeah. But anyways, in New England, I look at this. Well, y'all can't see it now. It's going to be a moot point anyways when this comes out. But New England, I think the way this is shaping up, snow on the ground, windy and all that. Yeah, we'll see how it all plays out, shakes out with Denver having a backup quarterback. He's had his issues today, Jared Stenham. But yeah, I have said it for the last week and a half or so, particularly for the K-State women's basketball team. You got to have somebody else step up to the plate. Two scorers isn't going to win you a basketball game. You're going to have to start. A third score will be nice. A third score will be nice. And usually, Natasha Claussen is usually there. But 28 minutes of action, only 2 of 5, 3 steals, 5 points. He's usually up there in the points category, usually. You're missing 10 more points out of that. You're missing, obviously, Tess Heal's contributions, too, as well. So you got to have some help somewhere there as well. And you're not going to get it just by two players producing. You're just not going to get it. You need more. You need more, especially in these rivalry games. And K-State, yeah, did not get enough production out of some of its usual key players, and missing one doesn't help that cause either. And then, let me flip to the other side here real quick. KU today had actually, Terrence Size had the leading score in this game. Again, doesn't matter. That's, again, another common theme this weekend. PJ Haggerty had the most points in the game in the loss. Doesn't matter. Terrence Sides has the most points today throughout the game. Doesn't matter. You lose, right? KU, 4 players in double figures. Jalila Davis, 22 points. Ellie Evans, 14 more off the bench. 12 from Lily Mester and Reagan Williams of the Lady Jayhawks as they take care of business against the Lady Wildcats earlier today in Lawrence. Kansas complete the sweep there. I know the game, men's game, we're playing in Manhattan, but these two teams played the same team this weekend. But yeah, you need more. See, this is what I'm talking about. You need 2 more scores. And hold on a minute. KU, it doesn't help when KU shoots 53% from the field either. Team's going to have a field day with that. So the defense wasn't there either today there. And KU was 61% from downtown. Meanwhile, your Wildcats, 32% shooting from the field today. And the same number from downtown. That will not win your basketball games there. Second chance point six. This game scored four times, was tied four times. All that came in the first half of this basketball game. 12 points in the paint, 14 fast break points, lead change six times. So again, all that came in the first quarter of the basketball game. Points off for turnovers four, bench points 22 for K-State. Yeah, let's just go through the list. Yeah, here, some more. So your next highest score between behind Spicer here, you got to go to Brain Harold. 6 points, Klassen's five, Garcia only had 2 points today, Cotton shut out. Michaela Park shut out. Anaya Foy had five. How about this? Alexa Hess on the scoreboard. 3 points for her. Isella Arenas only had two. See, you need more from... I see. Oh, man. See, you need... See, I'm thinking to myself, all right, Isella Arenas is going to be a factor this year for K-State. That has not had, that has not been the case. Let's just call that what it is. I'm sorry. I'm going to call it what it is. There, yeah, Isella Arenas, not, I thought she has not been productive. Let's just call it what it is right there as well. Kind of a disappointment, you ask me, there as well. Maya White was on the floor today. White and Parks combined 9 minutes, and you get nothing. Hold up. White did score 2 points in this game. Parks doesn't give you anything, per usual. Janessa Cotton doesn't give you nothing. Nothing in the scoreboard there. What do you want me to say? Want me just to sugarcoat that? Mm-mm. No, we're too far into the season now. Sugar, nothing. I mean, it is what it is. At this point, we got, again, take the kid gloves off. You know, so, hey, no, I'm consistent enough, and you're not getting, yeah, I thought you were getting something from Isella Arenas in the beginning of the season. You were, and she kind of tailed off, and she stayed tailed off. Now, she had a game where she came alive in one of these games. I can't remember which game it was, but she was, what, the third highest scorer somewhere in there in a loss somewhere. And really, after that, everything else in between in this inconsistent sandwich has not been up to par. So I don't know what's going to happen there on that. And especially when you don't have the services of one of your leaders, if not the leader of your team, who has really turned things around and unfortunately was I can't think of the word now to use, was a sideline by the NCAA. So that we're gonna have to keep an eye on that situation as we move forward throughout the season, because this team needs tests on the floor. I even said that when Terrence Size, if you've been there, look, you've been every day on this podcast, you would know that I've said Terrence Sy's not playing well. Put her back on the bench. Put Tess in the starting lineup. She's been very, very good. Improved. Really turned things around since the first half of the year. Played a hot hand. See, who was that? Lovato Ellis said that last night in the broadcast last night of the embarrassment of KU on K-State last night in Bram's Cost. That's a whole. I can go on and on about that mess. When Lovato Ellis said, give it to the hot man. Whoever's hot, give it to him. Just feed him. Keep feeding him. I don't know why you keep going away from him. That's the same thing right here. I'm probably the only podcast that's calling for it, probably. But, hopefully Tess can come back in the next game, because that's a first. You signed on a pro team. Natasha Klassen came back from Belgium. She was over there working with the Belgium team. So I don't know where this is coming from. Natasha was over there with the Belgium team. She's obviously from over there. So she came over there. She was working with the pro team over there. And then came back over here and played and started next game. And did very well next game. See, I don't get it. That's a first there. And they missed the services today of Tess. See, I feel bad for Tess, for one. Hopefully they let her reinstate her back in, because that's a bunch of BS, if you ask me. So I don't know how that, we're gonna have to monitor that. That's key because she can't, if they're not gonna let her play, then this team could be in deep trouble. This team could be in deep trouble here. We already seen it there as they lose today in Lawrence, get run out of the gym in Lawrence after first quarter, 83-61 to score earlier today on Omen's side. Part of this Dillon Sunflower Showdown. This is part two as I'm recording this during the AFC Championship game as the weather's getting sloppy. And by the time this comes out, we're going to know who's going to go to the Super Bowl on the AFC side. And, of course, on the NFC side as well. As here in a little bit, it's the Rams and the Seahawks. I'm definitely looking forward to how part three of that matchup this year, calendar year 2025-26, plays itself out in Seattle. Eddie Greer, a couple of minutes here on this postcast edition. Yeah, man. So, overall, man. it's just a nightmare of now. A nightmare of a weekend for the men's basketball programs. Now, again, women don't play till their next game is Colorado at home. So, you got to take care of business there. Try to get Colorado. That's a 6:30 tip in Manhattan, Kansas on Thursday night. So they'll be back there. Hopefully, Tess Hill's back with the team. Again, we're going to keep a close eye on that. Again, that's a first for me. You got to be straight up because, yeah, because I never seen that before where a person, whether it's a woman or the men's or someone on the men's side, you know what I'm saying? Any college team, whether you sign pro league or whatnot. Now, maybe that's the violation. You can't sign up a pro team. I don't know. So all this mumbo jumbo stuff. But, yeah, Colorado is next for Jeff Mitty and his team. And let me, again, go to the standings here real quick here on the show before we wrap things up here. You got Colorado and K-State. They're pretty much the same team. Colorado has three less losses than K-State does there. But right now, they have the same conference record, by the way, 4-4. The next opponent, K-State and Colorado on the ladies' side. K-State falls, by the way, to 11-10. On a season, 4-4 in conference play, while Kansas now 13-8, 3-6 in conference play now. Yeah, this was kind of a worst KU team going in here. You had an opportunity, and that opportunity kind of wrestled away right not even before not even so you played a bounce of basketball before you even step on the court. Y'all lost it. Y'all lost because you don't have one of the hottest players in the conference on the team. And the boot, you're right there in the first quarter, and then the wheels come off. That is typical K-State at KU. Doesn't matter what it is, women's basketball or men's basketball, especially men's basketball. Oh my goodness. But hey, somebody again, you know, you're gonna continue to lose somebody else. You're again, what I keep saying on here, you're gonna need at least another score to step up to the plate. And even if it's somebody that hasn't played much, somebody's gotta step up to the plate and deliver. And out of the first quarter, KU locked buckled down and really took it to K-State earlier today in Lawrence. So there's that as well. So a frustrating weekend. And of course you pile that on these cold temperatures. The winter storm is gone. Yes, I get that, y'all. I get that. But sun is shining. But the cold, this brutal cold is going to be lingering around all week, it looks like, across Kansas City. And you can probably even take it past Great Bend if you wanted to there. It's even snowing right now as I'm watching this game, even doing two things at the same time, watching this Denver AFC Championship game right now. Snowing. All of a sudden, it's snowing over there. Go figure. The Burrow Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're free and available daily. That keyword, daily content for you each and every day. Unless EG3 slips up and has a mental breakdown, we'll have everything for you. The bus don't stop on Friday. No, we come at you every day, including the weekends and also the holidays as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is earlier today. Dillon Sunflower Showdown weekend comes to a close, and the ladies get dumped in Lawrence by the count. Kansas, 83. K-State 61. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.